This episode, we're going solo. Welcome to the Grand Affidavit. He is Grant.
He's Han Solo.
Han Solo. That's sweet. I'm David, though. It's close enough, though, I guess. This episode, we're going to talk about things that you normally do with people but have done alone.
I feel like whenever I do something other than he's David, you're like, but you're supposed to say he's David.
That's exactly what happens every time because I don't expect it, you see. So I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to talk about things that normally you do with people and are kind of weird to do alone. And we're just going to leave it like that right there.
The first obvious one is eating.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you went that direction because this could have taken the podcast a whole different route. But yes, eating. I will much rather go through a drive-through and take the food back to my house or into work or wherever than go and sit in a restaurant and eat by myself.
Well, now there is a trick to it, obviously. If there is a bar at the restaurant.
Right. You sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I've done when I don't have the option of leaving. Now, most times when I eat something by myself, though, I'm not going into, a standard sit down restaurant. Usually I'm like, if I'm just getting food by myself, I'm like, I'm just going to get what's cheap and fast, AKA fast food in the drive through. Right. So,
well, you can get food to go at a restaurant.
Oh no, I know you can, but that just generally when I think about if I'm by myself and I need to get food, my first thought is just cheap and quick, not, getting it from, a sit down restaurant. Like I say, unless I don't have an option. And then, yeah, you're right. You go sit at the bar and then all's well.
What is your aversion to eating by yourself? Do you,
I don't know.
Do you feel like people are judging you?
No, I just feel like, the only time I could think that I really do it is at an airport. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, well, obviously, if I'm flying by myself somewhere, I don't have an option, right? So I'll go and I'll sit down somewhere and I'll eat. And a lot of cases, I will just sit at the bar. But on the other side, I'm just like, I don't know. I think part of it is like, well, if I'm alone, I could go back home and watch something while I eat or go into work and either, watch something or do work while I eat or whatever, right? As opposed to just sitting there by myself eating my food. So, and part of me, I guess, feels weird because, it's me sitting by myself and generally most tables are two people or more. I'm like, I feel like I'm taking up space when I could just be not here.
Well, I just sit there on my phone.
Well, and that's what I usually end up doing, but...
Which I do if I'm with people anyways.
Yeah, I it's funny because I debated for a little bit. My wife and I will go out and we'll get food. We'll go out on dates or whatever. And I've debated starting like a hashtag on Instagram where every time she's on the phone, I like take a picture of her indiscreetly so she's on the phone and then post it. And then see how long it takes her to notice. But then, of course, the irony is I have to go on my phone to do that, to take a picture and make fun of her while she's on her phone. So it hasn't happened. But yeah, no, eating in a restaurant by myself, I very rarely do it. I'll even eat in the car over sitting and eating at the restaurant. Not just sitting there eating in the car, but, if I'm going somewhere.
There was one time I went to Rosebud. Did I already tell this story?
I have no idea.
Okay. I went to Rosebud, and there's a theater out there, a dinner theater.
Yeah.
And I went there by myself, and I had dinner by myself. And they have these little cards that you fill out, and it's like, what is the one thing you would, that would make this better experience better? And I wrote a friend.
Oh, that's too good. It's funny that, because you would have had to drive, 40 minutes to get there?
It was from Red Deer.
Oh, okay. So how far is that?
Even longer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So I wrote a friend, And then I ate my dinner by myself. Then I went and sat down in my seat by myself. And then all of a sudden comes bounding up this, you know, 18-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, hi, I'm, you know, Kylie, whatever.
Right.
Whatever 18-year-old girls are named. And
10 years ago.
Yeah, and I was like 19, so it's not really
right.
That different. And she's like, hi, I'm Kylie. And I'm like, hi, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, you asked for a friend.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, this is amazing. And so we talked for a while. Then she went off when the play was about to start. She went off. And
I thought you were going to tell me you just ended up making out with her for the entire play.
Yeah.
Took her all the way back to Red Deer. And then
is that a euphemism, like bending him over a barrel and showing him the whole 50 states or something?
Taking her back to Red Deer. It needs to be. I think that needs to be like a regularly used euphemism. In this part of the world, anyways, it'll make zero sense in California.
Well, it's going to be used by me from now on.
You're right. Oh, you know, I took her to dinner and then took her back to Red Deer. Wink, wink. What does that even mean? Yeah, so that's kind of fun. But I think I can count on one hand, maybe even specifically one finger, how many times I've been to a movie by myself.
Oh, I go to movies by myself constantly.
See, and I feel like movies are quite different, though. I'm sure I've done it more than once. I saw a Die Hard movie by myself, and then I saw, for sure, Prometheus by myself. But I don't do it very often, but I also feel like movies, it's a little easier because, I mean, once the movie starts, it's just dark in there anyways. Who cares, right? Like,
well, I went to the movies with my friend Dan a few times, and he talks the entire movie.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, why don't I just go to movies by myself?
I thought you were going to say, so then what I started doing was buying a ticket for the same movie as him and then telling him you're going to the washroom and then never coming back and going to a different movie.
Exactly. Perfect.
And then you just make him sit through just like terrible, terrible movies that you would never go see. But you're like, we're going to see this. Oh, by the way, I'm just going to go run. You grab some snacks. We go to the washroom. I'll be back. And then you go see, you know, whatever movie you desperately want
to
see.
Well, he used to do this thing where he'd play a game of chicken where he puts his hand on your knee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then slowly,
yeah,
slowly moves his hand up your thigh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're playing this with the wrong guy.
Because then by the time he gets up there, you're just like at full mast, ready to go. Surprise!
No, I'm not going to stop you. And so he'd always be like this. He's like, you're no
I'm
fun,
lonely.
Grant.
I'm not going to stop you. I'm lonely.
So, I went to a movie. I went to a movie yesterday by myself.
Yeah.
But it's creepy when you go into a movie like Minions. And
yes,
you're the first person in the theater, and then all these people come in and they're like, why is that guy by himself? Why is that 33-year-old man by himself in the theater?
Such a huge tub of popcorn in his lap.
And a mustache. Just a mustache. Yeah. Giant, giant bifocal glasses.
Yeah, no, that's fair. There are some things that you just shouldn't do alone. Like, and it's not just because it's awkward or whatever. It's just because it's giving off all the wrong signals.
There are certain things that make sense to do alone, like going, because like you can go golfing by yourself. And right. you're gonna get matched up with, you know, two or three other people.
Yeah.
You end up making friends. I mean, it's golfing by yourself is, you never golf by yourself. It's so rare that you end up golfing by yourself that it's you're more than likely to have sex with a bald eagle than you are to end up golfing by yourself. By the way, bald eagles are off the endangered list, so enjoy your bald eagle steaks.
Jeez. So here's something that I've never done by myself, but I'm about to in a few days, and that's go to a concert by myself. I always go, and a lot of times it's with the same people or same group of people, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was editing a podcast, one that we did just a couple episodes ago, and in between recording that podcast and editing it, I found out that a band by the name of Knuckle Puck is coming to Edmonton, and I was humming and hawing about going. And the reason I was humming and hawing and not just jumping on it was because they're not the headlining band. they're one of the openers, and I was going, oh, do I want to pay this much money to go see these guys? And then I start editing one of our episodes just a couple episodes ago, where I think we were talking about things that we like that we feel we shouldn't like, maybe. Is that episode? Yeah. And in it, I said, if any of these bands ever comes to Edmonton, I will go. And one of those bands I listed was Knuckle Puck. And so I was like, instantly while I was editing that, I stopped doing what I was doing, went online and bought a ticket. Because I was like, it's Easter Sunday that this concert's happening. And so I'm like, all my friends are busy. And, you know, so I'm just like, well, I'm just going to go by myself. So it's going to be, I'm kind of looking forward to it. At the same point, it's kind of weird to do this, you know?
I've done a lot of concerts by myself. I've done concerts at little bars by myself, and sometimes it's really weird, because when I'm at the little bar, I mean, like, sure, I kind of do some dancing a little bit. You would think that you'd be more free to do it, but, you know, you kind of need that support to do.
Right. Yeah.
You need a kind of camaraderie to do it. But the funny thing is, all those people are willing to give you the camaraderie if you let them.
Right.
Because people that go to concerts are super nice. I went to Warped Tour by myself a couple of times.
See, that's impressive too.
And it was,
like
that's
a full day.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, it was great because I could do literally whatever I wanted. So yeah. I went up and I talked to bands.
That's sweet.
And I just had long conversations with several bands.
Yeah.
And it was great fun. And I went in. I forget who it was. One of the old school punk bands. I went into the mosh pit. I went into the mosh pit for Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Which was fun because I hadn't listened to them in several years.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, man, this is old. You know, it's fun. And I forget who the old school punk band was that I went into the mosh pit for. But that got a little out of hand.
That's the thing I'm interested to see is that, you know, I mentioned this again on a couple episodes ago that – kind of like recently I've come back around to getting up closer to the front, getting, you know, in the pit or right on the edge of the pit or whatever. And I'm just interested if I'll do that. Cause normally when I do it, you know, my buddies that I generally go to concerts with, they stay and they stand back. And so they don't go with me, but they're like someone to hold, you know, my stuff. So I'm just curious to know if I'll do that, you know, this time around just by myself or not, or if I will, you know, just stand back and enjoy the show, nod my head a little bit, you know.
Yeah, when you do Warp Tour by yourself, you no longer have stuff.
Yeah.
You have to go sans stuff. Totally. And that's pretty tough to do. Especially when you need sunscreen. So I had like sunscreen in my pocket, which I surprisingly didn't lose. So
and it didn't end up squashed all on the inside of your pocket from the mosh pit.
Well, it was the spray-on sunscreen, so it's kind of tough to get squished.
Yeah,
Metal can. But it's easy to lose that because you can't get it all the way in your pocket.
Right. When was this, by the way?
I can't remember. It was many moons ago.
Many moons ago, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to a concert in a long time, so,
Was the last one when I was in San Diego?
Yeah.
That's impressive. That was a while ago.
That one I hadn't been to a concert in a long time before that either.
We'll have to go to a concert sometime, Grant.
And go into the mosh pit.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you do alone that you just think is kind of weird?
Well, you know, yesterday I went to the movie by myself, but before I went to the movie by myself, I went bowling by myself.
That seems extra weird to me.
Especially like, because right next to me was a little girl's birthday party. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this alley. I was just given this alley. I was just assigned this alley. So I don't think I'm horning in on your creepiness. But there's a lot of people that go bowling by themselves because they're, you know, in leagues and stuff. But it's funny because I'm bowling by myself and bowling an 82.
So it's just horrible. So when you bowl by yourself, do you just bowl like on the scorecard or on the scoreboard or just one game? Or do you put in a couple names and then just compete against yourself?
Well, no, I put G.
Yeah.
And then I play one game after another. So I played four games by myself.
Right.
There for about an hour.
Yeah. Okay. So how long does that take? And you were saying though, I think that you said it was real cheap, right?
Yeah, $1.99 a game.
That's insane. That's so pretty good. $8 for an hour's worth of entertainment.
Yeah. And so then I do it every once in a while because I've got a doctor's appointment regularly every Thursday.
Right.
So I normally I'll go early and have lunch and go bowling sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh. And it's $10 for an hour.
Right.
And
so it's not that much more money.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'll just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's $10 including shoes. The right. The $8, oh, yeah. I had a rent shoe, so it ended up being $10. So the right. same price.
So this isn't just like a Sunday morning price?
Well, these are different bowling alleys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is it 5-pin or 10-pin? Do you have 5-pin bowling down there?
No.
No.
No. I never heard of this 5-pin bowling until I was in Strathmore.
Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know. I haven't gone bowling in so long. I don't know the last time I went bowling. Man, my life is so mundane. I don't go bowling very often.
Well, there are certain things that let you drink in the morning.
And bowling is one of them?
Bowling. That's being at an airport.
Yeah, yeah.
Brunch.
And a casino.
And a casino, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's these certain things where it's just like, oh, he's it's, but I mean, it's weird to have a scotch in the morning. But then again, at an airport, you don't know if that guy's been, yeah. you know, did that guy just come from Germany? So it's midnight where he's from. So having yeah. a scotch is normal. But, you know, at a bowling alley, you can have, you know, a Bloody Mary at 10 o'clock right. in the morning while you're throwing some balls. You know, yeah. at a brunch, you can have mimosas, which is champagne and orange juice, or Bloody Marys.
I'm going to visit my parents out on the East Coast in a few weeks, and my flight leaves here at like 10:30 at night. So I get there, it's 6:30 in the morning their time. So that's 3:30 my time. So first thing I do when I get off the plane is obviously I'm going to go buy a beer because I'm like, it's the middle of the night. Let's do this. Does that sound acceptable?
Yeah, of course it's acceptable.
Even if I'm on my way out of the airport.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Breakfast beers are a thing, right?
Well, if shower beers are a thing, breakfast beers are a thing.
Yeah, I literally just saw a shower beer meme on my way scrolling through Facebook. That's kind of random.
I had a shower burrito one time.
A shower what?
A shower burrito.
How did that go?
It was delicious. It was amazing.
I imagine it was delicious.
I was in Red Deer, obviously. This is college, something you do in college. And I made.
You don't have to limit yourself.
I made my burrito. I went and took a shower, and I was just sitting there eating the burrito under the water. Incredible. It's amazing how.
On you?
No. Well, I kept the burrito out of the water. Like, I was under the water, so my back is to the shower head. So I'm eating the burrito like that.
Was it a breakfast burrito?
No, it was a steak burrito.
What time of day was this?
Who knows? Does it matter?
I'm trying to get the full picture here.
I have no idea. I think it was probably 11 o'clock. During the day, 11 o'clock morning.
Okay. So acceptable steak burrito time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was during a vacation. So I was probably at the house by myself. Dustin was home. Carlene was home. And I was probably at the house by myself. And I'm just like, I'm gonna
make this burrito and then hop in the shower.
Well, I had fajitas the night before.
Right.
So I had leftover steak and bell peppers and stuff. So I made this massive burrito and hopped in the shower.
I love it.
Well, I didn't have any beer, so I couldn't do a beer, breakfast, or a beer, a shower beer.
Yeah, you couldn't go full bore.
I know some people that keep, because there's, if you're in, you've been to an all-inclusive resort, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you been to a place where it has where you just put a glass under the spigot and it's like rum comes out?
No. This sounds great.
So I was, it's like an upside-down bottle mounted on a wall. You know, you've been to some bars that do that where they can just push the glass in and a shot comes out.
Right. Yeah.
And so they had these right next to the shower. So you can have a shower shot of rum. I don't like rum that much, but.
That's something. Have you ever gone on vacation by yourself?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've told the story when I got lost. I was in the UK for 3 weeks by myself.
Right. I guess that'll count because I was going to say you went with the intent that you had a wedding at the end or whatever, but you went for a good 3 weeks beforehand. So yeah, we'll count. That's pretty sweet. Like yeah. I've thought about that one as well. What about obviously? Well, I'm gonna assume you haven't done the all inclusive by yourself.
No, that seems a little sad.
I had that discussion with a coworker because he was talking about it, about going on this all inclusive. He had all this vacation time, and he was talking about going to an all inclusive by himself. And I was like, I just don't know. Like, I mean, if you're social, like quite social, it's probably fine because you're gonna meet people there, right? And you're going to probably find people that you can hang out with or whatever. It's like, or do you approach it where you're just like, I'm just going to spend a week just by myself for the most part. I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
Well,
to
I've gone on vacations with my dad when that's basically going by myself.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. I've thought about going to Hawaii recently. I've been like, I should really just go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And just spend a week there.
It'd be great, right? But, just go do whatever you want.
But right now I'm thinking, the one thing I'm thinking about doing is going to Catalina, which is an island off the coast of California.
Right.
Just spending the weekend there.
Seth Cohen wanted to take his sailboat out to Catalina.
Of course, that's what you're going to reference.
And you talked about something about Catalina in an earlier episode as well.
We really, what we should do is we should start another podcast and just cover every episode of the OC.
I'm down. All right. I'm down, just like that. Well, we'll just start a series on this episode where, like, every couple of episodes, we'll cover 1 to 2 episodes of the OC. And we'll just work our way through it. There'll just be a bunch of bonus episodes.
We'll call it the POC cast.
The POC cast. So what's
podcast.
The podcast? The podcast?
Podcast OC cast. Podcast.
This is quickly derailing, so we're going to finish it right here. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to The Grand Affidavit, a podcast about nothing and everything at the same time. Follow us on Twitter at Grand Affidavit and on Facebook at facebook.com/Grand Affidavit. Let me out.